जिसे कोरोना संक्रमण का रिस्क सबसे ज्यादा है उसे पहले टीका लगेगा। सैकड़ों साथी ऐसे भी हैं जो कभी घर वापस लौट ही नहीं आता।
Good evening and welcome to this special broadcast. From the virus to the vaccine in less than a year, India has embarked on a new journey. Today was the first day where 1.91 lakh healthcare workers were inoculated. The war against the virus is not over yet. The war to defeat fake news, the war to defeat misinformation, also the war to inform people and address their concerns on vaccination and vaccines, and most importantly, our collective war and fight against the virus itself. It is not over yet. The next few months will be all about fighting COVID, and we call them fighting COVID, the challenges, the concerns, and most importantly, finding new opportunities. Let me introduce our first set of guests, Dr. Randeep Guleria, Director of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, and Dr. Shekhar C. Mande, Director General of the CSIR. First of all, to you, gentlemen, congratulations on this day where the world's biggest vaccination drive has begun. Dr. Guleria has also taken the vaccine shot today. Dr. Guleria, let me start by asking you, I think it's been, 8 to 10 hours since you took that first shot, the first jab. Are you feeling any point of concern that we must know?
I'm perfectly fine. You're right. It's been 8 to 10 hours since I've taken the jab, and I feel totally all right. I have no complaints at all in terms of any pain, fever, or body aches. So I think people should be reassured that they need not worry as far as the vaccine is concerned.
Which one did you take, Dr. Guleria?
I took Covaxin, which is made by Bharat Biotech.
Okay, so I think that's very reassuring because that's the vaccine which is quite in the center of the storm. So you're leading from the front, are you?
Yes, I think so. I personally feel that if we have to win this battle against COVID-19, and we're in possibly the final phase, if I may put it that, or we are in a new phase in combating this pandemic, then we have to be able to really come together, not really look at the nitty-gritties, but really look at the positive side of how we can really vaccinate 30 crore individuals and move ahead. The number of people that we have to vaccinate are in country is humongous, and the number of vaccine shots that we need is going to be very, very challenging. And we will have to do it in as short a time as possible. Mm. To achieve that, we need as many doses as long as we are satisfied with the data that the vaccines are safe. It shows immunogenicity. It has a very high chance of being efficacious. It may be 60%, it may be 80%, but it will give you some protection. It will help in decreasing the number of people going into hospitals, and it will also break the chain of transmission. And that is what is really required to bring our country back on track, whether we talk of the health system, the economy, or even children going back to school. So I think we all should really come together and take whatever vaccine we get, because it's the only way forward as of now.
Yes. Now, Dr. Guleria, do stay on with us because, you know, there are concerns that are being raised, and we have to talk about the concerns because these concerns not just come from, a layman on the street. Doctors from the RML hospital seem to have concerns about the vaccine that you have, the jab that you have taken. Dr. Mande, let me come to you also. Do you feel that that when doctors themselves, you have one example of Dr. Guleria who's taken the jab, and then on the other hand, doctors who raise apprehensions themselves send some sort of a mixed signal to the people of this country?
Not really. I think we should first commend Dr. Guleria enormously. He has led a fight from front, and on a lighter front, when you asked him, do you have any discomfort? I believe if any discomfort he has is lot of people asking him whether he has any discomforts at all or not, on a lighter front. But the thing is, I don't think we should really worry about people raising these kind of doubts. Both the vaccines have been proven to be safe, and both the vaccines are known to elicit good immune response. Mm. So I don't think anyone should have any doubt in the mind as to the safety or the immune response of the vaccines per se.
Okay. Dr. Guleria, what would you like to say to those doctors? I'm not getting into the politics. I'm just quoting the doctors, their concerns. What would you like to say to them?
So what I'd like to say to them is that we must understand that we are in a pandemic situation, and therefore we cannot pick and choose. I have people who come and tell me, I just want to take the Pfizer vaccine. Now, the Pfizer vaccine is not practical. It's not going to come in our country for a long time. So should we just wait till we have enough doses of the Pfizer vaccine and then start working on the pandemic? I think we must understand the situation we are in. We have still a significant number of cases. People are dying. And therefore, in what would be right in the collective wisdom would be to really work at a national level, work as comrades, and move ahead rather than trying to find sort of differences between vaccine A versus vaccine B. Looking at the collective good, let's go ahead. This is not going to be the end of the vaccine research. As a matter of fact, I would say that this year is going to be the year of vaccinology. We will continue to find better vaccines. Mm. So what will we do? Should we wait for the best vaccine, which may have only one jab which is required, which may not need an intramuscular route, we may need just a nasal spray? Mm. Or should we start the battle or the war right now, do something, and evolve as things change? I think this is the time that we take what we have. We need as many vaccines that we can get. But it's possible 6-7 months down the line, we may have a new generation of vaccines which come in, which may give us better protection, which lasts a longer period of time. So our strategy will change. Looking at the current circumstances, I think everyone should come forward and say that we will take the vaccine. We need a huge amount of doses. We need 60 crore doses. Mm. It's not going to be possible, even if we were to get all the doses from across the world, to really vaccinate, get 60 crore doses.
Dr. Guleria, how do you arrive at that figure of 60 crore doses? Because if we are to inoculate the whole country, why would you only say 60 crores?
So if we look, I was talking of phase one, that means 30 crore people, that means 60 crore doses.
Sure. Okay, then I understand. Fine. Now, Dr. Mande, we have discussed the concerns. Dr. Guleria has highlighted them. We have broadly divided this program in three categories of fighting COVID in the future. What do you think are the possible challenges that you're going to face in the future, or we will face in this fight?
See, as of now, vaccination should considerably ease the situation. Our objective immediately is to get as many people as possible vaccinated so that we break the chain, as Dr. Guleria correctly pointed out. There is also a danger of the new variant that is looming around, which many people around the world have actually raised alarms about it. Today, CDC Atlanta has raised certain alarms about it. But let us hope that we don't get into that situation very soon ourselves. Mm. So that's one of the challenges that we have to see. We'll have to wait and watch how that variant is spreading and whether we can break that chain as well. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the challenges that what we have. Other challenge, of course, the bigger challenge is of this infodemic, that people spreading false news and things like that, even about the vaccines. You know, I mean, there is so much debate about the vaccine is safety and all those things. This needless. People should just go ahead and take any of the vaccine that is available, that has been cleared by the regulator. Trust the regulator. The regulator has actually looked at all the data and only has, after that, has given the go-ahead to both the vaccines. Mm.
Okay. That's a very interesting word that you have used, Dr. Mande, infodemic, deriving it from the pandemic. This is interesting. And do you feel that, Dr. Guleria, this is going to be your big challenge? You've played this role well in the past. Apart from being a doctor, you've very dedicatedly and tirelessly come on TV channels and studios and provided the right information. Do you think going forward, this is also a fight that you will have to fight, sending or spreading the right information?
I think so. I think we are living in a situation where we have this whole social media information which flashes from one person to the other through various messages, and the authenticity of it is never checked. And that creates a lot of panic situation, it creates a lot of problems, and thereby it really hampers the progress that is being made on scientific fronts. We've seen that in the past. When the pandemic really started, there was a huge issue of social stigma. People were actually shunning healthcare workers because they were thinking that they would just carry the virus with them without really understanding the science behind it. That created a huge problem, and we had to really address that by going to the media and explaining how this virus spreads and what should be done. Same issue happened with masks. People were not really convinced why one should wear a mask. So I think this is something that has evolved over the last 10 months, and we will continue to face this. We are facing it with the vaccine right now, and it will continue to happen because we have to have people's confidence. We have to be able to convince them scientifically and get them on board if we really have to fight and win this battle against COVID-19. This is a citizens' battle. It's not going to be won in hospitals. It's going to be won by community participation, whether it's vaccination, whether it's COVID-appropriate behavior, or whether it's avoiding crowds and really working as a team to get rid of the virus and prevent its spread from one person to the other.
Sure. Dr. Devi Shetty, chairman of the Narayana Health, is also with us. Thank you very much, Dr. Shetty. I'm going to come to you, Dr. Shetty, if you allow me in just one moment. There's this one question that I wanted to ask Dr. Guleria as well as Dr. Mande. I asked Dr. Guleria this in an earlier broadcast on our sister channel, NDTV India. But Dr. Mande, in Norway, I'm sure you're aware, 23 people are dead because of or in the aftermath of taking a vaccine. And one of the things that is being spoken about, at least in newspaper write-ups, is their body not having enough immunity. Because the way these vaccines work is that they develop a situation where your body develops an antibody fighting system. Now, I just want to go a step further. This was Norway's situation. Have our vaccines or our thinking and research behind making these vaccines factored this concern? Because we also have a vulnerable population. What if their immunogenicity does not work?
No, indeed. So the Norway news correlating that to vaccine is a bit premature at this stage. Indeed, there are 23 people who have unfortunately lost their lives. But whether it is the consequence of them vaccinating or not is still not very clear.
Sure.
All the people were above the age of 65 and they had some or the other kind of illness. And whether they succumbed to that or vaccine had some sort of an ill effect on them is still not very clear. So it's still a matter of investigation. Only after that it will be clear. But nonetheless, the question that you have asked about whether other factors have been taken care, and indeed they have been taken care. For example, it is not recommended at this moment that pregnant women take the vaccine. You know, Dr. Guleria probably will be able to tell you a bit more about that. So those kind of things have been factored in the vaccination drive that the government has arrived at.
Okay, Dr. Guleria, would you like to respond?
Yes, so I think as has rightly been said, we need more data before we say that this is a cause and effect relationship. And most vaccines are not usually causing more mortality in the older age group. Sometimes because of age or immunosense, they cause a less immune response and therefore the efficacy comes down in the elderly as compared to the younger age group. So I think we need more data before we can say that the mortality was related to the vaccine per se. There are certain groups where one is not sure about the safety. One is pregnant women, the other is very small children. And that's why the vaccine currently is not recommended for them. And there are trials going on to see the safety in children because...
No, but then Dr. Guleria, just wanted to ask you, see, even in old age, like as part of your phases, early phases, you have a situation where you will be giving it to people who are above 50 later and also people below 50 with comorbidities. Now, what if their immune system does not respond in the manner in which it should?
So most trials, as they move forward, especially in the later phases, will have a certain percentage of individuals who will be more than 60. There are even some trials which have taken patients, individuals more than 70 years of age and with comorbidities. So that gets factored in. But we must remember that whenever you're doing a trial, you're looking at, say, 20, 30,000 people. If there are some rare side effects which could be picked up in, say, 1 in a million, they would still get left out from that those trials. But by and large, you will have enough data to show that in certain age groups, they are safe and therefore can be rolled out. This is looked at very critically by the Data Safety Monitoring Board and by the regulatory authorities before the vaccines are allowed in different age groups.
Sure.
So I think that data is already there in different age groups and that is factored into most of the trials. You start off with the young, healthy people, but you then build on that once you have sort of reassured that it is safe and can be tried, therefore, in the older age group.
All right. Dr. Guleria, as well as Dr. Mande, thank you very much for joining us. And we salute our saviors. And we can't do it
thank
enough
you.
Right here on NDTV. So thank you so much
thank
as
you.
We begin the world's biggest vaccination drive. Dr. Shetty is now with us. Dr. Shetty, good evening. This is a huge, huge day for India to kickstart the world's largest vaccination drive. I want to ask you this question one by one, and we've divided this program in three parts. That going forward, what according to you are going to be our challenges? What according to you are going to be the concerns? And what according to you, Dr. Shetty, is going to be that big opportunity in the middle of this pandemic for India?
Let me first talk about the great opportunity waiting for us
sure.
in vaccination. First of all, COVID hasn't gone. And people are debating whether to vaccinate or not vaccinate and talking about the complex, the adverse effects and other things. There is a, like in most other countries, like in Europe and in US, whatever has happened, there is a possibility second wave can hit India. And it can be devastating. So God has given us a window of opportunity now for us to vaccinate ourselves. And if there is one country in the world which can vaccinate millions of people in a record period of time, that is India. No other country can do it. Because we have over 3 million nurses. We have over 1 million doctors. We have huge, huge number of other trained people like A&Ms and the huge, huge workforce, over 100,000 hospitals, over a few lakh the primary health centers. We have everything going for a very, very rapid vaccinating program successfully, because we have been vaccinating in the country since 19th centuries. So essentially we have a great opportunity to show to the world that it is not a great problem for us to vaccinate our citizens. Mm. And also we are the only one of the five countries in the world which has the capability to produce a vaccine. So essentially we have a great opportunity to conquer COVID. God willing, if the vaccination provides us the kind of a security and the safety it is promised to offer. So I am very, very excited. And once we can vaccinate at least half the country's population, we have won the battle. And I believe it can be done in the next few months.
Sure. Now, since you're talking about opportunities first, Dr. Shetty, Dr. Guleria just a short while ago said that 2021 can very well become the year of vaccinology, where India can give these solutions and these answers to the world, beginning right here. Now, do you feel that a lot is being done or a lot more needs to be done as far as vaccine research and development is concerned? I mean, a significant amount of effort did go into it, but what else can be done?
See, first of all, right now, only two of the vaccines are approved in the country. And we expect the government to accept a lot more vaccines, because with just two companies, I don't think we'll be able to provide 400 million people's requirement of vaccines. Mm. That too, we need to vaccinate them twice. Mm. So I believe there will be a great opportunity for other vaccine players also to enter India and take part. But in the end, India was a leader in vaccine production. Of course, we were not that advanced in research, but this has become as a great opportunity for Indian research institutions to get into making vaccines, because nothing like prevention. And I am very optimistic that this, whatever exposure we have got now, will be a stepping stone for a wonderful future in immunology and vaccinology. Hmm.
Let's now talk, Dr. Shetty. I know you picked up the opportunities first, and it's a great frame of mind to be in, and we should all be positive. But it's equally positive to also conquer the concerns and push the challenges. So what, according to you, are the concerns and challenges as we go ahead with the vaccination drive?
Our greatest concern is the way people are going to react. See, the when you vaccinate millions of people, somebody is going to get allergic reaction, somebody is going to get some complications, and somebody is going to die without any relationship to the vaccine. Because when you have lakhs of people, somebody is going to die for some other reason. And it is not difficult for everyone to blame the vaccine. When that happens, we are a country of mass hysteria. And that is my greatest fear. That is my greatest fear. So there is a large responsibility on the media. Because I remember when the polio vaccine happened, and one kid had a fever and some newspaper, new TV channel said something irrelevant. And in 3 hours, we had 5,000 kids in outside the hospital. 5,000 kids. It was impossible to manage the crowd. And they had no problems. So this is my greatest fear. So that's the reason why government is really going slow on pushing the vaccine.
No, Dr. Shetty, while I agree, my final question, while I agree with you that we are a country of mass hysteria and the right information or combating misinformation and fake news has to be a top priority along with the inoculation drive itself. But when doctors themselves, for instance, doctors at the RML hospital in Delhi say that we are a little apprehensive about the vaccine, which is in still in a trial stage, do you feel that when members of the medical community or scientists themselves raise concerns, they must be addressed perhaps a bit more than just saying stay away from misinformation?
First of all, vaccination was always a controversial topic for generations. It's not new. And same debate happened even in our hospital. So I have told my colleagues that so we have been given the vaccine to be inoculated from Monday onwards. So I told them that before any one of you can take it, I am going to be the first person to take the vaccine.
Sure.
So let me take it. If I am okay, then you all take it. So then they all agreed. See, we can keep on debating, but I feel that we have no choice because I am actually dreading the second wave. And if the second wave strikes, there is no time because it takes minimum of a month from the day you took the first vaccine for you to even complete the course, leave alone for your body to develop the immunity.
Correct.
And this is a window of opportunity God has given to us,
so
and
we
should
waste
utilize
time.
It. No.
I think those are pretty strong words and important words that people must listen to. But Dr. Shetty, thank you so much. And you two are a COVID warrior, so we salute our saviors. Thank you so much for this service. Thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Let's move on to our next set of guests. We've got Health Minister of Chhattisgarh, Mr. T.S. Singhdeo, as well as Vishwas Kailash Sarang, Medical Education Minister of the Madhya Pradesh government. How are states coping up with this? Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us. Mr. Deo, let's begin with you first. In your state, just a couple of days ago, you had come on our show and told us that the plan is in place. How was day one, Mr. Deo?
It was okay, Srinivasji. We were able to vaccinate 61.2% of the targeted people. And it was a mixed result in the sense of attendance. Sukma, which is our one of the remotest districts and left-wing extremism affected district, had the highest percentage of people reporting. So 248 out of the 285 that were listed, 87% came for the vaccination. And the northernmost district of the state, Balrampur, it unfortunately recorded the lowest attendance today out of 250 who were to have availed of the vaccine. 89 appeared. So it's been a mixed bag in terms of the
why
number
do you
of
think this
coming,
happened,
61.
Mr. Deo? By the way, this is Sanket here. I want to ask you, why do you think this
reasons,
happened?
I think. Various reasons. One is certainly the talk that has been around as to whether it would be effective, whether it would be safe. That would be one of the things. But the impact should have been the least amongst people who are themselves the most vulnerable, who still remain the most vulnerable and who are the most knowledgeable in terms of health activities. Yet, I think maybe that sense of apprehension, and because we're not pushing from the department at all that, okay, department people, everyone has to report, everyone has to have the vaccination taken. We're not pushing at all. It's a gentle opening of the vaccination procedure, and we'll keep it gentle. There'll be no forcing anybody to come, and this will improve. Could be connectivity. There were one or two glitches or one or two issues regarding the COVID app. The server was a little slow, but that hasn't affected the flow really, sure. The flow of people coming, okay. Because we have been manually updating after taking permission.
Sure. Mr. Deo, do stay on with us. Sarang sahab bhi hamare saath jude hue hain. Sarang ji, aapke rajy mein pehla din kaisa raha? Abhi jis tarike se T.S. Singh Deo sahab bhi bata rahe the ki kuch shankaye zarur hain logon ke. और अगर मेडिकल वॉरियर के ही मन में शंका होगी तो फिर आप लोगों को किस तरीके से कन्विंस करेंगे कि वो वैक्सीन लगाएं? डॉक्टर आए हमारे पैनल में, उन्होंने ये बोला साफ साफ कि अभी जैसी भी वैक्सीन है भरोसा कीजिए और लगाइए, समय नहीं है हमारे पास. सारंग साहब, आपका पहले दिन का अनुभव कैसा रहा?
नहीं संकेत जी, हमारा अनुभव बहुत अच्छा रहा. हमारी बड़ी अचीवमेंट यह है कि हमने डिसाइड किया था कि हम 150 सेंटर्स पे आज वैक्सीनेशन शुरू करेंगे और हमने सभी 150 सेंटर पर वैक्सीनेशन शुरू किया. हमारे यहाँ जो लास्ट फिगर आया है जो हमने अचीव किया है, इट इज 9568. हमने 9568 लोगों को आज वैक्सीनेट किया है, जिसमें हमारे हेल्थ वर्कर हैं, प्रधानमंत्री जी ने हम सबको संबोधित किया और उसके बाद कोई कन्फ्यूजन मुझे नहीं लगता है समाज में है. हमारे मुख्यमंत्री जी स्वयं उपस्थित थे और बहुत ही स्मूथ तरीके से वैक्सीनेशन हुआ है. पर एक बात हमें ध्यान रखना है, क्योंकि लोगों को मालूम है, जैसा सिंहदेव साहब ने बोला है कि किसी भी तरह का कोई प्रेशर नहीं है, ऐसा कोई किसी पर बंधन नहीं है, तो लोगों को लगता है कि हम दो दिन बाद कर लेंगे, तीन दिन बाद कर लेंगे, नेक्स्ट टाइम कर लेंगे. इसलिए मुझे लगता है कि आज थोड़ी सी संख्या कम रही, पर हमारे स्टेट में तो जो हमारा जो हमने विचार किया था उतना हमने अचीव किया है और सभी जगह बहुत अच्छा माहौल है. मैं मीडिया को बहुत बधाई दूंगा कि जो एक कन्फ्यूजन का माहौल विगत दो हफ्तों से क्रिएट किया गया था हिंदुस्तान में, उस पर अब रोक लगी है. आई थिंक अब सब कुछ ठीक है और आगे भी ठीक रहेगा. हम इस हफ्ते में जो नेक्स्ट हमारा वीक आ रहा है उसमें लगभग 99,000 हमारे हेल्थ वर्कर को वैक्सीनेशन प्रोग्राम से जोड़ेंगे और पूरे महीने में हम करीब 4,16,000 हमारे हेल्थ वर्कर्स को इस प्रोग्राम से जुड़ने वाले हैं. हमारे यहाँ सभी व्यवस्थाएं एकदम स्मूथ हुई. AEFI के हमारे यहाँ कोई केस नहीं आए, केवल 7 केस में कहीं थोड़ी बहुत बात आई थी, इसके अलावा कहीं कोई दिक्कत नहीं आई. एकदम अप टू द मार्क हुआ है. जो प्रोटोकॉल था उसका पूरा ध्यान रखा गया है. जो भी आधा घंटे तक जो प्रोटोकॉल था कि ऑब्जर्वेशन रूम में उस बेनिफिशियरी को बिठाना है जिसको वैक्सीनेट किया गया है, हाँ. वो सब कुछ निभाया गया और हमारे हेल्थ वर्कर एकदम खुश हैं. मुझे लगता है बहुत अच्छा प्रोग्राम है. मैं मोदी जी को बहुत बधाई दूंगा, देश के वैज्ञानिकों को बधाई दूंगा कि उन्होंने इतने बड़े, देखिए मैंने 2-3 दिन पहले भी आपके साथ बैठा था, मैंने एक बात कहा था कि जितना मुश्किल और चुनौतीपूर्ण वैक्सीन बनाना है उतना ही चुनौतीपूर्ण वैक्सीन लगाना भी है और उस चुनौती को केंद्र सरकार ने स्वीकार किया है. हम सबके लिए बहुत प्रसन्नता की बात है कि हम सब ने आज साक्षी बने हैं इस दुनिया के सबसे बड़े वैक्सीनेशन प्रोग्राम
जी. थैंक यू देव साहब. आई वांट टू कम बैक टू यू नाउ. जिस तरीके से सारंग साहब बता रहे थे, आपने चुनौती और चिंता की बात की, बट देयर इज वन क्वेश्चन दैट आई हैव बीन आस्किंग एवरीवन एंड दिस इज द फॉर्मेट एंड द फोकस ऑफ आवर शो आल्सो हियर एट NDTV. व्हाट इज द अपॉर्चुनिटी इन हियर एज फार एज दिस इनोक्युलेशन ड्राइव इज कंसर्न? इसमें अवसर क्या देखे हम?
दिस इज द अपॉर्चुनिटी वी हैव टू स्टॉप द वायरस. इट इज नॉट टू स्लो इट डाउन एनी मोर. दिस इज द ओनली वे इन विच द वायरस कैन बी स्टॉप्ड, एटलीस्ट फॉर दैट पीरियड ऑफ टाइम टिल द एक्सटेंट ऑफ इट्स एफिकेसी. इट इज ट्रू दैट इट्स एफिकेसी इज येट टू बी नोन, इट लाइज इन द फ्यूचर, बट इफ वी आर टू स्टॉप दिस वायरस there is no other alternative. And the way people have responded to the situation, Sanket ji, I think they have responded very maturely. Ji. There is a mix of people coming forward to take it among the health workers, superintendents, directors of the All India Institute at Raipur,
yeah.
the superintendent of the medical college at Raipur,
yeah.
the doctors, the nurses, the staff, a mix of people are coming up. And what has to be kept in mind is that there is no quick fix. The entire process, as we know, is of two vaccinations.
Correct.
And 42 days after the first vaccination, the immune bodies are likely to come.
Okay.
So we have to be patient and we have to build confidence amongst the people that there is going to be no adverse reaction. They'll come. This is the only way.
Very well said.
So far.
Very well said. T.S. Singhdeo as well as Mr. Sarang, thank you so much for joining us. Let's hope that people respond
thank
with
you.
The same scientific
thank you so
rigor.
Much.
Thank you so much for joining us right here.
Thank
I now
you,
want to introduce Dr. V.K. Paul, member of the Niti Aayog, chairman of the Board of Governors of the Medical Council of India. Thank you very much, Dr. Paul. Also a man who has the distinction of having taken the jab. This is a question that a lot of people must have asked you already, Dr. Paul. Which vaccine did you take of the two? And also, it's been about 8 or 10 hours. Any side effects? Any concerns?
Thank you, Sanket. I was administered Covaxin, made by Bharat Biotech in collaboration with the Indian Council of Medical Research. The very, very, very indigenous vaccine.
Mm.
Not only indigenous in research, but also made in India. So very proud that my turn came to receive the vaccine, and also at the site where I went at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, it was Covaxin that was being administered. So very happy to receive the vaccine, very fortunate, very proud today. And it has been several hours now, perfect, everything is fine. Not a single odd effect, nothing, no pain, no irritation, no fever, no lethargy, no concern, no anxiety. Perfect, safe vaccine.
Dr. Paul,
and
do you think that this is an example that you have set for all those people raising concerns? And by the way, I hope you realize that many of these concerns came from doctors and scientists themselves. So it was very natural for people to have doubts. I don't
well,
think
when
that
you
this
hear,
is wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, when you hear information like this, doubts can creep in, but then there was also the other narrative which was reassuring. And today, I guess, the scientific narrative, that narrative based on science, based on data, based on the decisions taken by experts, by our institutions, has shown that this vaccine is safe, this vaccine is great, it will make an impact. And we as a nation are proud and lucky that we have two vaccines, Covishield and Covaxin, to take forward this final fight against this pandemic. And in today's address, the Honorable Prime Minister has infused new energy to come together to fulfill this mission in the shortest period of time. My plea is that please embrace, please take the vaccine that is allotted to you.
Mm.
Have faith.
Mm.
These are great vaccines, and this is our responsibility, that we take the vaccine allotted to us for yourself, for oneself, but also for others. Because by taking the vaccine, I'm helping in containing, suppressing and killing the chain of transmission of the virus, which is my social responsibility as well.
Mm. Now, Dr. Paul, speaking of this, that people must take the vaccine allotted to them, would this also, and what exactly is your message going to be to members of the medical fraternity? For instance, doctors in a Delhi hospital, who had concerns and apprehensions about the vaccine that you have taken?
Well, my request to them is that please look at how the decision making is done. All the vaccines in the world, including the Pfizer and the Moderna, are under emergency use authorization. The science had to adapt to making decisions early enough to make a difference to the pandemic.
Hmm.
And this is based on scientific principle. We have also invoked those very principles. These are unusual times. What is very clear about these two vaccines and the other all vaccines is that given the state of the availability of research and research data, the benefits are overwhelmingly outstanding compared to risk, if any. And in that scenario, in a situation of pandemic, in a situation where
we as a society now have to fight using vaccine as an additional tool in our armamentarium. We need to move forward with that decision and aligning with that decision that has been taken by experts and our regulators.
Sure. Sure. Dr. Paul, two questions. Number one, and I asked this of Dr. Guleria also. You must have heard about the case in Norway where 23 people are dead, as an aftermath of the vaccine, but as a consequence of the vaccine. But there is no direct correlation whether vaccine led to their death. However, be that as it may, the reports also suggest that these were people who had low immunity. Now, obviously, vaccines the world over operate on a very basic principle that they will trigger a response where the body is supposed to develop antibodies. What if there are people here in India whose body cannot cope up with the vaccination process? Have we factored this concern given the Norway experience?
Well, we must study Norway experience in much more depth. They are receiving, obviously, vaccines which are quite different. There can be issues of this occasional nature that might unfold as the vaccination programs move, which would be different for different platforms used for the vaccine. So that's the first part. The second part is that the people who have low immunity actually need the vaccine even more because they are more predisposed to COVID-19 problem, and should they have that problem, they have less ability to cope up with that problem. And that is why we are identifying individuals with comorbidities which compromise their system and they are more needy. Having said that, at the biological level, one need to examine how immunity generated by the vaccine could potentially have an effect on other parameters in the body. That's something which must be studied. Should be studied, and it's part of the system of watching the side effects and the ill effects, potential ill effects and potential side effects of any newly introduced vaccine. So that scientific journey must be taken. There is a red flag somewhere. We are now mindful of it, and our adverse effect surveillance, as well as post-marketing surveillance, which is like a phase 4 trial, will also detect problems of this kind. But then, remember, this is a journey in which we have overwhelming evidence of positive outcomes, benefits, and that must continue even as we build new information and new understanding of the virus and the vaccine.
Sure. Dr. Paul, one question about Covaxin. I believe that there is a consent form that people have to fill when they are administered this vaccine. And no such form reportedly exists when you take the jab for the Covishield vaccine. Why is this so?
Well, that is where I think the drugs regulator has fulfilled the responsibility in a scientific and in a regulatory compliant way, because of the fact that Covaxin phase 3 data is still to come. The regulator invoked the principle that the people like me who would receive the Covaxin will also be seen as if they are in a trial mode. And that mandates that I sign a consent form, which I did, and that in any case, all the vaccines, all the treatment that you take are voluntary. And here I sign because I'm happy to take the vaccine and happy to be watched. And the only other thing in addition to signing is that the teams would be asking on phone as to my health periodically, little more diligently than one would have normally done in normal circumstances. So this additional criteria as a safeguard of abundance precaution invoked by the Drugs Controller of India should be seen as a positive way in which science should operate. Sure. And science should provide cushion for us to take such decisions in public interest and in public health.
But Dr. Paul, would a healthcare worker have the option to choose his vaccine? What if he does not want to sign the consent form? Can he then be shifted to the other vaccine?
No, because in a situation where vaccine supplies together are limited, there are people who need to be vaccinated quickly and urgently. All the nations at this point in time offer a particular vaccine to an individual. There is no choice of a vaccine, Pfizer versus Moderna in the US or in the UK, any choice between one or two or three vaccines that they are dealing with. In a situation like this, you are offered a properly authorized vaccine and you please take it. If you do not want to take it, it is your call because it is voluntary. But we are not in a situation, Sanket, where whole lot of supplies are available, the stockpiles are there, anybody can pick up any you know, anything that that person wants. That time may come at some stage. But at this point, we are taking a public health approach. It's a societal approach, not an individual approach. And therefore, which vaccine to go to which vaccination site is a decision that's based on the issue of logistics and the issue of principle of allocating a given stockpile of resources. I request us all to please accept this managerial approach because that is what is required at this point in time. Someday in future, there may be other ways of having options and so on. But today the approach is public health, which means we want to protect people with high risk of infection and mortality. We want to achieve that objective quickly enough. Secondly, to create an environment where chains of transmission are now to be suppressed systematically. This is the way we are moving, and this is in the larger interest. And individual interest is subsumed in the larger interest as a nation, as a society.
Dr. Paul, thank you so much for joining us and congratulations on day one of the vaccination drive. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let me now introduce our next set of guests, Dr. S.K. Sareen, Director, ILBS and Chairman of the Delhi Government's Panel on COVID-19, and also Dr. Sangeeta Reddy, Joint Managing Director, Apollo Group of Hospitals. Thank you very much to the two of you. The theme of this program here at NDTV today, as we begin, as the country begins the world's largest vaccination drive, is to talk about the challenges, concerns, and opportunities. So let's begin with you, Dr. Reddy. Would you like to list them out? What come to your mind? Challenges, concerns, and opportunities.
So I think the challenges, but even before we go into challenges, concerns, and opportunities, we must once reiterate the fact that this is a great moment. India has really pulled off something tremendous and is on, has launched this tremendous vaccination program, and the government, the health ministry and officials, the scientists, the public at large, and of course the health system must all be congratulated. And as public and civic society, we should be committed to making this program a success. Having said that, of course there will be challenges because we are, you know, planning to vaccinate over 1 billion people. The numbers are large. Many of them may not have access to the internet, the ability to connect. However, so much of a base or a foundation has been laid in this country. We have the Jam Trinity. We have the Aadhaar cards. We have state governments working on this. So I think that while the challenges of who will get vaccinated first, how do we ensure that the supply matches the demand, how do you organize people into these centers? All these are potential challenges. But I would clearly say that we have the capability to handle these challenges. The opportunity, in my mind, is clearly to establish a significant, not just the vaccination program, but this is the world's largest preventive healthcare program. So if you can mobilize in such a large number, this kind of you know, humanity, you have their data, you do this scientifically, you remobilize them in 3 to 4 weeks' time for the second dose. You work with public and private together, and you maintain that database. I think it's a tremendous opportunity and lays the foundation for multiple other preventive healthcare programs which can be rolled out in the country.
Let me come back to you. Ma'am, if you could complete.
I was also, you know, just going to say that the other huge opportunity is that healthcare is now front and center. And people have begun to realize that it's doctors, it's governments, its public health systems and its society at large who need to work together to create this effective healthcare ecosystem. And that is a huge opportunity, which is once again will be reused many times in the history of this country towards a journey of positive
health. You have, Dr. Reddy, said this on our programs on several occasions, how India's healthcare spend as the percentage of the GDP is so low, and this will serve as a great opportunity to correct that, right? Spend more on healthcare. This is just the opportune moment. But Dr. Sareen, would you like to respond? What exactly would you think are our opportunities, concerns, as well as challenges now that we begin this massive exercise?
Thank you, Sanket, for calling me. It's a proud day for India, and I am proud Indian. I'll start. We got the vaccine at the Liver Institute in the morning at about 8, and when we started, by the time we closed, 80 people had taken. Not one had any problem, just one had slight pain at that local site. And everyone was jubilant. They actually overcame their own fears. They all felt very happy. They were sharing on social media with the jab and their arms up. And that is a huge boost, because they are all leaders in their own, whether they are nurses, they are doctors. So first thing is, the challenge was to win over themselves. And I think 1,90,000 is not a small number. It gives huge satisfaction to me that the country is using safe vaccine at least till the end of the day. Well, all the side effects cannot be told, but I think it's a very, very good and auspicious beginning. The concerns are, today, if you look at, Israel has vaccinated 22% of its population, Bahrain about 14%, Britain about 4% in more than a month. If you take 1 crore people getting vaccinated, India will achieve 1%. To achieve 1% vaccination, you will require how many days? You can count it maybe 30 to 60 days.
Yeah.
Now, if we get another mutant virus, we will have a huge challenge. So therefore, in my mind, speed and acceptability of the vaccine is a prime concern. Let there be 5 days, and then we should go full throttle and speed it up as much as we can. And thirdly, I think the role model doctors and nurses, and especially we have seen several of my colleagues having taken the jab, I think people should be reassured that these are good vaccines. It has come to you. 95% efficacy is huge. I'm like, you're almost certain that you will be protected. But yes, we have to see the time. But the data of up to 5 months of these vaccines is very encouraging, and the antibody levels are protective. If you take the jab, especially 2 jabs, then you are protected for a long time. So I think all the messages are on positive side, and we have to march fast. Maybe we have to run.
Well said, Dr. Sareen, as well as Dr. Reddy. I think you put it well, and we will say this out loud again and again. Thank you very much to the Corona Warriors. We've also done a program right here on NDTV called Salute Our Saviors, and we shall continue to do so, because the challenge for our frontline warriors, the doctors and the medical fraternity, is still not over. It has just begun. Yes. Yes, Dr.
Sankit, if I can add just one thing, I think, just in terms of experience sharing, we had over 1,400 of our Apollo employees, but the best part was that we were led by our chairman, Dr. Reddy, and he's 87 years old, and he said, I want to allay the fears of people. I'm not asking which vaccine I'm getting. Whichever one is given to me, I know that the process of scrutiny has been good. I trust in the system. And he put his hand up to get the vaccine, and he was the first Apollo employee to take it today. And I'm happy to say that he's, no symptoms. All our people are feeling good. Let's just go ahead positively as a country and a nation, and be grateful that all of us can support each other.
Maybe it'll be great to for him to share his experience, and we can maybe interview him later, Dr. Reddy.
But I think he'd be happy to, because he actually said, I'm doing it to be a role model to allay people's fear.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Dr. Reddy and Dr. Sareen, for joining us right here on this broadcast.
Thank you.
We're stopping for a short break at this moment. When we come back, we spoke to another doctor He's an MP of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Dr. Mahesh Sharma. He spoke on politics. He feels that there is only one thing in this country which will never have a vaccine, and that is politics. What did he exactly say? That excerpt is going to come up after a short break. Thank you.
किसी हवाई जहाज में बैठते हैं तो क्या उसके कॉकपिट में जाके पायलट से ये पूछते हैं कि आप हवाई जहाज सही उड़ा लोगे, कौन से रास्ते से जाओगे? वहां एक व्यवस्था है, एयरपोर्ट अथॉरिटी है, एयरपोर्ट बनाती है, हवाई जहाज बनाती है, हवाई जहाज चलाती है, पायलट की शिक्षा देती है, पायलट की ट्रायल करती है, उसके बाद एक DGCA है, ये एक व्यवस्था का हिस्सा है। इसी तरह हमारे स्वास्थ्य में भी एक व्यवस्थाएं हैं, उस व्यवस्था को चैलेंज करना उचित नहीं होगा। देखिए, वैक्सीन कोरोना की तो बन गई, लेकिन अगर किसी के दिमाग में कोई राजनीतिक कीड़ा हो, उसकी वैक्सीन अभी वैज्ञानिक नहीं सोच रहे बनाने की,
तो राजनीति करना एक लाइलाज बीमारी
अभी नहीं बनी है,
ऐसा डॉक्टर शर्मा का कहना
है, वो लाइलाज बीमारी।